You know you saw it, maybe more than once. Star Wars: The Force Awakens broke all kinds of box office records. It made a statement by shaking up the Star Wars franchise with a strong female lead in the character Rey and the black stormtrooper Finn. But do you ever wonder how a movie like Star Wars comes together? Among the most critical people are the editors. And in an industry heavily dominated by men, film editors buck the trend and are as likely as not to be women. Given all the controversy around the Oscars and the lack of diversity in the film industry overall, we thought this would be a good time to talk more about this and find out what it's like putting together an international blockbuster. So joining us now from NPR West are film editors Marianne Brandon and Mary Jo Markey. Their work on Star Wars is nominated for an Oscar, and they have a long history of working together and working with director J.J. Abrams. And they're here with us now. Congratulations to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So who is who? So identify yourselves, please.
This is Mary Jo Markey.
This is Marianne Brandon. Sometimes our assistants call us the M&Ms.
That's pretty good.
I guess we melt in your mouth. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Not in your hand.
Well, that was awesome. Well, congratulations again. I mentioned that the two of you worked together on a lot of J.J. Abrams' films, the Star Trek reboot movies, Super 8, Mission Impossible. How did the two of you meet and start working together?
This is Mary Jo. We actually worked together on a TV series of J.J.'s called Alias, but that was kind of a different situation in that there's a rotation of editors on a TV series, and Marianne would be cutting one episode, I would be cutting another episode, and the third editor would be cutting another episode. But we got to know each other then. And it was actually J.J. who put us together to cut his first feature film, Mission Impossible. There was talk, because it was his first feature film, about, you know, bringing in some heavy hitter guy that had cut other action movies. But ultimately, JJ just felt like he wanted us. He knew our work. He knew that we would always have his back. He knew that he had a shorthand with us that he could kind of walk in the room and say, no, it's not enough this, make it more that, or just kind of fix it and leave. And that the next time that he came in the room, it would be more like what he wanted.
I read someplace that you divide up the movie and you each work on your own section. Is that hard?
This is Mary Jo. Somehow this just works better, because if you're only responsible for the cutting of one part of the film, when somebody brings up a note and says, gee, can you do this? I know immediately whether I have the material to do that or not.
This is Marianne. Maybe because we're women, we have a very high respect level for each other. And when you do have ownership, you're going to make it the best it can be. And I think that's a really, although subtle, very important point in when you're doing anything creative.
This whole question of why is it that women have made a mark in your field, in your craft, in editing, in a way that they haven't been able to make as much headway in other fields like directing, you know, for example?
This is Mary Jo. One advantage that women have had in editing is that women were editors from the beginning of the film business. It was considered women's work at one point, and not so much in a very artistic way, certainly not the way that we talk about film editing now. It was considered like knitting. You got your strips of film, and you had to cut them up, and you had to glue them together in a very precise way, or they would come apart. And I do think that one of the reasons that young women coming out of film school choose to go into editorial is that they believe they have a chance to succeed in that field. And in fact, when I was in the film business but not in editing, I remember going past a room and seeing that there were women working in it. And I just walked in and said, hey, what are you guys doing?
So Marianne, maybe you want to take this one.
Can I just comment
on
that for a second? I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, women succeed in the cutting room, or they're allowed into the cutting room, because it's not a very on display job. I mean, we're behind the scenes. We kind of whisper in your ear. That's true.
And if you are somebody who needs to get a pat on the back for everything that you do, editorial is not for you.
You're not going to get it.
I do think that there are, again, gross generalization, more women than men that can tolerate that or that are okay with that.
Can I ask you about working on Star Wars?
This Marianne, it was awesome. I mean, it was great. We had to keep a lot of secrets. I love the fact that we've made a film that not only the whole family can go to and enjoy, but, you know, is actually having an effect. You know, Rey's character is a tough woman who your six-year-old can pick up a lightsaber now and go for it.
I don't know if this is breaking the pact between you, but would it be possible to tell us a scene that you edited and what you liked about it?
This is Mary Jo. One of the scenes that was actually very fun for me to cut was the, we call it the tie escape scene, which is the, with the inner cutting of the battling between their little tie fighter and these huge weapons that the First Order brings against them.
Hey, what's your name?
FN2187.
F what?
That's the only name they ever gave me.
Well, I ain't using it. FN, huh? Finn, I'm gonna call you Finn, is that all right?
And you just see this great interaction between them. And I love the idea of having this new relationship begin to form in the midst of all this chaos around them and these big battle shots.
This is Marianne. You know, the big explosions, the things that are going on in the background, they don't really matter that much. They're going on anyway. Until you put a sweet moment or a funny moment or a comment moment.
Or a deeply emotional, sad moment.
It doesn't mean as much.
Well, congratulations. I'm not going to ask you who you're wearing. I'll just wait to
I
be
wish
surprised.
We knew.
Yeah, we're still terrified about that.
If you know somebody who wants to dress us, and you know, let us know.
I work at NPR. You really want my advice on fashion?
Well, we were going to do our group. We're going to do our best. To represent glamour.
The editor's brand.
Exactly. In a glamorous way.
Okay. That's right. Marianne Brandon and Mary Jo Markey, M&M. They are the film editors for Star Wars The Force Awakens. Their work is nominated for an Oscar. And they joined us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Marianne Brandon and Mary Jo Markey, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was fun.
It was really fun.